There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Trending today.
Okay, so what have I got for you today, Danny? Let me see. We have this first story is all about an intruder. And this happened in a village just outside New York. This village is called Brockport. Is this a story you've heard or seen?
No, it's not, no.
Okay, well, it's gone viral because there was an intruder in the house. And a lot of the police in America now, they have the body cameras. So yeah. When they go searching for intruders or, you know, whatever they're doing, they can film it on their body camera. So these two police were called to the village of Brockport and there was a ferocious thief in a home and they had the body camera set on and they went into the kitchen and they spotted this intruder immediately. I want you to have a guess what the intruder is.
Turn the music down here. I'm going to turn your radio. The squirrel turned it on?
So, yes, you heard the policeman say it. He said it was a squirrel. This has gone viral because in this video, the squirrel, at the end they repeat it in slow motion, but what the squirrel does is he's in the kitchen eating some cookies and he gets disturbed. And the kids are like, the policeman was like, let me turn the radio down and off. Like, let's try and diffuse the situation. And the little girl's like, no, the squirrel put the radio on. So, yeah, anyway, The squirrel is eating cookies. It has the radio on and they've named it Rocky, the flying squirrel. But it slams right into one of the police officers. It obviously is a bit overwhelmed with all these people in the room and it just bolts.
Yeah,
and he goes flying into the police officer. So, yeah, Rocky was eventually captured. He was released back into the great outdoors of Brockport and he was unharmed. And the police posted this video on their social media. You can imagine it's had millions of views. And the accompanying comment to the Facebook video said, Brockport police will always go the extra mile to help their residents.
I like it. Do you know the funny thing with this as well is that I already know anyway from past experience that squirrels will go absolutely nuts, if you'll pardon the pun, when they are trapped. One of my best friends in university, a squirrel was trapped in the loft one time. We had to try and capture it and getting into the box was the hardest thing ever because it just went mental.
Fast, aren't they?
But do you know the other thing as well? Do you know National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation? You ever watched this film?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so crazy film and in it, they bring a tree in from the outside, a Christmas tree, when the other one burns down, and they hear a noise inside the tree, and then a squirrel jumps out of nowhere, and all the family go mad. And I was watching this with my wife over the festive period, and we were thinking, why are they going so crazy over a squirrel being in the house? And we were wondering, is it a bit of an American, maybe, fear or something of squirrels? And we see them all the time in the UK, and no issue there. But certainly, I think when they're in the house, if they're trapped anyway and they're cornered, they will do anything to defend themselves. Maybe that's what it is.
Have you had any experience of squirrels, Ina?
We don't have squirrels in the Philippines, but I've seen some in the States.
Yeah.
But they look no quite experience harmless, then. With them.
Yeah. We had sort of a tame one in our house. It used to come to the kitchen. It would climb people's knees and have, like, nuts. It would be, you know, it would be fed.
Not cookies?
No, we didn't try that, interestingly enough, Danny.
Maybe it was the cookies then that sent it wild.
Yeah. Well, next up, we've got famous world heavyweight champion Anthony Joshua. He is talking about his New Year's resolutions. And, you know, he's just one of those people. He's an overachiever, isn't he?
Yeah, well, he's done very well, hasn't he?
Yeah. So it's getting to that time of year. People are looking towards themselves, thinking about making resolutions. And he's got a couple. I've just picked two. He talks about his resolutions for boxing and his resolutions for life. And it just kind of makes you feel like you should be doing a bit more. Anyway, here he is.
What I would like to achieve next year is more sleep in terms of sleeping earlier. One of the nicest things that we're blessed with on earth is a good night's sleep. So honestly, as simple as it may sound, is getting good sleep next year and looking after myself. And you know what? No one made it out of this world alive, so let's live it to the fullest and have fun while we're here. So I just want to enjoy myself and just kind of do it my way. What I'm hoping to achieve in boxing is consistency. We've been on a journey. We're knocking down any barriers, anyone in the way. In terms of the amount of belts I want to hold, I could have all five. I fit three on this arm. I could definitely put another two on this one.
He's just a machine, isn't he?
He's great to listen to as well, isn't he?
lots of fun. Robbie's best friend.
Yeah, exactly. Another name drop there for the Sports Tonight guys. But no, it's I like his attitude there as well. And, you know, if the world heavyweight champion is saying to get more sleep, and, you know, I think you best listen.
Okay. I'll do my best. I'll go to bed early tonight. Sorry, Danny. Okay, finally, actor Gary Oldman. He's been doing the rounds because his new film is coming out. He is, what's it called, Darkest Hour, and he plays Winston Churchill, iconic Winston Churchill. And in order to play him, he's had to wear a fat suit, and he's had to have 4 hours of prosthetics to turn him into the iconic British Prime Minister. And so he's been on lots of shows being interviewed about taking on the role and, you know, playing the character. And he was on a talk show in the UK called The Graham Norton Show. And obviously he talked a lot about playing the character and the filming experience. And one of the things that stuck out was he said he got nicotine poisoning from smoking cigars during filming, and this was because they used the same brand that was preferred by Churchill, and they said they spent £30,000, which is 148,000 dirham, on cigars, and he was hospitalised because he had nicotine poisoning because he's not a smoker. So he had that, and that was quite traumatic. So he told that story really, really well. The thing that's gone viral though is not that story. He said one day he was in the trailer, and his wife filmed him fully dressed up as Winston Churchill, and he was doing something a little bit unusual. I'll let him tell the story.
Gary, you brought us a real treat. Am I right to say it's something physical?
Yes, it's physical.
It's physical.
I don't know if it's very special.
What, do you want to tell us what we're going to watch, or should we just see it?
It's somewhat, my wife actually recorded it in the trailer, and it's Winston Churchill doing James Brown.
This sounds special.
It's a new layer.
Here is Winston Churchill. This is so many layers. This is so meta now. Yeah. It's Gary Oldman does Winston Churchill doing James Brown
for the Oscars.
So what we're seeing is Gary Oldman in a suit probably weighing about 4 stone, in 4 hours worth of prosthetics, wearing braces, and, you know, the whole Winston Churchill thing going on, dancing to James Brown. And if you do get a chance to go online, have a look at this video, because he is pulling all kinds of moves, and he looks like he might fall over. You know, it looks like gravity might not be on his side. Yes, it's an interesting one. You can see why that sort of sparked a lot of interest.
I can see Gary Oldman pulling it off, though, because he's had some great roles in the past, hasn't he? Played Sid Vicious, I think, in a movie, well, back in the 80s. Also played, Lee Harvey Oswald in the JFK film as well. So he's been in some massive roles. So, yeah. But that is quite a mix, isn't it?
Yeah. So Gary Oldman as Winston Churchill, dancing to James Brown. It was very bizarre. I would recommend you watch that. It's really, really good. But that's it for trending today. Danny, you've got the music scoop coming up shortly, haven't you? What can we look forward to?
Well, you can look forward to a little bit of Tom Jones, maybe, kind of, you know, from the 1980s, a little bit of Phil Collins as well from the early 90s, and also some Meatloaf.
Drive Live. Have your say.
Text 4001 or message us for free on the Dubai iMessenger app.
Welcome back to Drive Live, the final part of Drive Live before we hand over to the Sports Tonight guys. And, it's been a busy, busy show, hasn't it? Loved some of those trending stories there. But now it's time for me to step into the rather large shoes of Tim Elliott for the music scoop. So we're going to start off in 1954. Eddie Calvert started a 9-week run at number one on the UK singles chart with the instrumental song Oh Mine Popper. It was on this day, and it was the first number one to be recorded at Abbey Road Studios in London, and it also went on to reach number 6 in the US. There we go. That is Eddie Calvert with Oh Mine Popper. Got a bit of a, I kind of think of The Godfather when I hear that, you know,
really?
that kind of slow motion as they go in between scenes and all that. But I don't know, it sounds even like older than 1954 to me anyway. Mm. It stayed at the top of the charts for 9 weeks, which is still a record for an instrumental. It's basically just a complete instrumental song.
That's a phenomenal run, isn't it?
It is for 9 weeks, especially for an instrumental anyway. On this day in 1989, Tom Jones made a guest appearance on Late Night with David Letterman in the US, performing his comeback tune Kiss, which is a song he recorded with the Art of Noise. It was his first US hit in almost a dozen years. You don't have to be rich. Tom Jones there. A year later, 1990, Phil Collins started a 3-week run at the top of the Billboard album chart with But Seriously. It went on to become the second best-selling album of the year behind Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation, 1814. It included hits such as Do You Remember, That's Just the Way It Is, and this one, Another Day in Paradise. We'll end the music scoop for the 2nd of January back in 1994, because on this day Meat Loaf started a 3-week run at number one on the UK album chart with his 6th studio album Bat Out of Hell 2 Back into Hell. The LP topped the charts in the US and Australia, selling more than 14 million copies worldwide, and it featured this hit anthem, I'd Do Anything for Love. And I would do anything for love. But I won't do that. No, I won't do that. And some days it don't come easy. And some days it don't come hard. Some days it don't come at all. And these are the days that never. Some nights you're breathing fire, and some nights you're caught in ice. Some nights you're like nothing I've ever seen before. Will again. And maybe I'm crazy. Oh, it's crazy and it's true. I know you can save me. No one else can save me now but you. As long as the planets are turning. As long as the stars are burning. As long as your dreams are coming true. You better believe it. That I would do anything for love. Oh, I would do anything for love. Oh, I would do anything for love. But I won't do that. No, I won't. Silence. And some days I pray for soul. Some days I just pray to the god of sex and drums and rock and roll. And maybe I'm lonely for a while about to be. That's just one and only promise I can keep. As long as the wheels are turning, as long as the fires are burning. As your prayers are coming true, you better believe it, that I would do it.
so long, and I would do anything for love. Oh, I would do anything for love. I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. No, 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 I won't do that.
Will you raise me up? Will you help me down? Will you get me right?
Some meatloaf there, but the big question, and even if you go onto Google and put in the words "what won't," the first thing that will pop up as a suggestion is "what won't meatloaf do for love?" But Natalie Lindo Taylor, you have the answer. You can put us straight.
Yes, I do have the genuine answer of what meatloaf won't do for love. And basically, he wrote this story with a longtime collaborator, Jim Steinman, and he said when they were recording it, Meatloaf was like, "People aren't going to know what if we say I'll do anything for love, but I won't do that." And they had an argument about whether it was obvious what he wouldn't do for love or not. So the answer is actually in the song itself. And okay. He said the way the writer writes is so involving that you don't remember what the last line was when you're listening to the next one. So he reveals there's a list of about 9 things that he won't do for love, and he says them in the song. So he says the line is before every chorus. So, you know, Jimmy, like he says, Jimmy likes to write so you forget what the line was before you got to "I won't do that." Some of the things the songs say he won't do is forget the way you feel right now, forgive himself if you don't go home, stop dreaming about you. So he says it every single time before he says the chorus. He says one of the things he won't do for love. However, in a VH1 appearance, they have a segment called Storytellers, and Meatloaf was on it, and it was what he said, it's one of the questions I get asked most in the world, but the answer is in the song. That, you know, it's in the line before every single time he says one of the things he won't do for love. And they said he's been asked for a few more examples of things he might or might not do for love. And he said things he won't do for love is recording a song with Justin Bieber, taking a bullet, and going vegan.
Oh,
that's
no,
in the name,
Danny.
Isn't it? That's in the name, isn't it?
Yeah. So the clue is in the name. But no, he said that's the question he gets asked more than anything in the world. What won't he do for love? Because... But the answer lies, the answer is right in front of us, essentially.
The answer is listen to the song.
Yeah.
It's disappointing. I thought it was some sort of secret.
Yeah, big mystery.
Yeah.
No. So there was an argument at the time whether it was going to be a mystery or not, and they agreed that it wouldn't be because they do say what you won't do for love. But, yeah, anyway, that's the answer in case you were missing. If you ever do a quiz, you know, and it comes up, you'll know the answer.
There we go.
Yeah.
That was the music scoop.
Yeah. It's a bunch of answers.
There's 9 things that you won't do for love, and they're all in the song. Anyway, that's it for Drive Live for tonight. Danny and I will be back tomorrow.
See you then.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.